It is time now for Wonderful Water, our monthly check-in with our friends over at the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. Owasa bringing us this conversation so we can talk about the many ways they help out our community. And today we're talking about mapping. We're talking about some current projects that they're working on. Investing in water and sewer infrastructure to them is investing in the community. And nearly 50% of Owasa customer rates fund the projects the community-owned water and sewer utility undertakes to improve infrastructure. That amounts to roughly $20 million being invested each year in capital improvements, things like upgrading pipes, pumps, equipment, and much more to improve the system's resiliency. Joining us on the air to talk about some projects you'll see happening this year is Owasa's Capital Projects Engineering Manager, Allison Spinelli, who joins me over the phone. Allison, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Wonderful Water. How are you?
I'm good, Brighton. Thank you.
So walk us through a little bit what your role is. We'd like to do this every time we have on folks from Owasa, because I think they think of the Orange Water and Sewer Authority as, yeah, you know, water coming on, making sure that's fine. Anytime there's some flooding or something going on, we're going to make sure that they're on top of things. But as the Capital Projects Engineering Manager, what does that mean for your day-to-day operations and how it fits into the system as a whole?
Sure. So like Brighton mentioned, I'm the engineering manager for capital projects, and part of my day-to-day is making sure that we are investing the community's funds that they pay for water and sewer in the correct projects as we do different activities around the community. As we are investing in different water and sewer projects, we're making sure that those projects move smoothly, that we're coordinating with different partners in the areas that we're working, and that we are looking ahead and making sure that the infrastructure that we have is being well taken care of and that we are planning for replacements and reconditioning equipment as needed throughout the entire service area.
And these projects are ones that people probably will and do care the most about, right? They're the projects involving upgrades, making things even better, making things, replacing them to make sure that they work pretty well. I kind of mentioned it, I imagine it's pipes, pumps, equipment, that kind of stuff. But can you provide a little bit more details on the projects that your team usually does?
Sure. So a lot of the projects that we do include waterline replacement projects in neighborhoods across the service area, as well as upgrading equipment as needed at our different facilities and treatment plants to make sure we're running as efficiently and as effectively as we can. So, we're just taking that available funding from our rate customers that they're paying for services, and we're putting it back into the system so that we can serve our customers better every day.
Absolutely. How does your team determine when and where certain capital improvement projects are needed? I imagine it's much more of a process than just getting a report, hey, this pipe needs to be fixed, or hey, it's time to upgrade this certain pump. How do you guys decide when and then get things checked off on when this spending is going to happen?
Well, we do pride ourselves a lot on the prioritization efforts that we take in all of our projects. And we also do try really hard to be proactive with all of our work. We want to be able to identify areas of need based on the age of the infrastructure that's currently in the ground and other factors too, and always try to replace things before they break. There are times and situations where we might be responding to a need that hasn't been previously identified or prioritized, so that can always sometimes cause our group of projects to shift a little bit. But we have models that we use that incorporate a lot of different factors that guide our prioritization for a variety of different assets. And then it's really just about making the funding work and see where we can invest while also always keeping affordability in mind for our customers.
We're speaking with Allison Spinelli. She is the Capital Projects Engineering Manager over at Owasa. Of course, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority bringing us our Wonderful Water segment as they do each month. And Allison, now we get into the part that people might find most exciting. Upcoming and current projects, what is your team at the moment working on, and what are some of the projects that you guys might be doing that are very visible to the community in the next couple of months or in the next couple of years?
Well, right now we're working on a project at the Jones Ferry Road Water Treatment Plant that's going to help increase the system resiliency there. We've replaced some of the on-site infrastructure already, but now recently we've moved out in front of the treatment plant. So that is certainly one of the projects that's going to be highly visible if you're traveling down Jones Ferry Road. And there will be some times where we're actually going to be working in the roadway and we'll be potentially impacting traffic a bit by having a lane closed periodically, while that work's completed. We also expect to begin construction on the second phase of the West Cameron Avenue Waterline Replacement Project, and that should be happening this fall and winter. An initial portion of that project was completed last year, where we had some piping that was replaced in the intersection of West Cameron and Columbia, and we had gone ahead and gotten that section taken care of since that was a pretty impactful portion of our project, and it was a good time while things were a little bit quieter in town to get that taken care of. But the additional second phase of that work is going to be coming here soon, and that will run between Pittsboro Street to Merritt Mill. So there'll be a lot going on down in that area. And then one other project I'll mention is we'll be working in Main Street in downtown Carrboro to repair some of the sewer lines that have been in the ground for a long time there. And that work is likely going to be taking place in 2022. But we'll soon be having some community engagement sessions later this year to make sure that people working in that area or people who have business in that area or just anyone who's visiting that section of town know what's coming. So really lots of work across the entire service area, and our team will be, you know, doing a really good job making sure that's well communicated and everybody knows what's coming, and we'll be here to answer questions and, of course, serve our customers the best we can.
Main Street definitely sounds like it's going to perk up some ears there, and it feels like 2022 is already kind of around the corner, so that is definitely going to be a project folks are interested in. And you mentioned, Allison, trying to time the project, at least on West Cameron Avenue, you know, in a more quiet time of the year. How often does that kind of play into when your team is planning out their projects, trying to find the most effective time based on how many people are in our community around each time of the year to get in the ground and to be making these improvements?
Particularly with projects that might influence and impact traffic around campus, we work really hard with our partners at UNC to make sure that we find times to do construction that work for everybody. But with all of our projects, we're always thinking about anything that the town might have going on or NCDOT might have going on, and making sure that we're working in a concerted effort.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. We're speaking with Allison Spinelli, who is the Capital Projects Engineering Manager for OWASA, who is bringing us our wonderful water segment. And Allison, you rattled off a couple of projects that are upcoming, but I'm sure there are many, many more, no pun intended, in the pipeline for OWASA in the coming years and months. How can the community stay up to date on those? I know that folks are always interested if it's going to be impacting traffic or impacting their area around them. Is there a place that people can go to find out kind of more specifically what OWASA has in the works?
Absolutely. So our website is a great resource for a lot of that information, and that is owasa.org, OWASA.org. We have a page that details the status of all of our infrastructure projects in the service area, and some of those are some of the larger projects that I mentioned before, or it could just be a waterline project in a neighborhood. There's actually a map where you can kind of look around in the service area. You can zoom into where it might be something near your home or might impact your commute or an area that you like to go around town, and you can see what projects are in that particular area and click on them and see who is listed as the project manager, some relevant information, and a way to get in contact with us if you've got additional questions. We can also send email updates for projects that you might be interested in, and you can sign up for those as well on our website. So lots of opportunities to get the information that you might be looking for related to our projects.
That definitely does sound like a helpful resource, owasa.org, again, their website. And be sure to check out that capital improvement projects map that Allison just mentioned. And Allison, we've got to begin to finish up our conversation here, but is there anything else that you think folks should know about your capital improvement projects team, or anything that you want to take a moment to highlight in terms of just the importance of your group's work to the agency as a whole?
Well, we definitely do appreciate everybody's patience while we have big capital projects underway. We know that impacting traffic is a big deal, and we do try and plan these projects out so that we have the least impact as possible. But all of these projects are very crucial to the success of the community's water and sewer systems, and it's vital that we keep these investments going so that we minimize unexpected impacts and emergencies later on the community. So again, just very, very thankful to everybody who works with us on these projects. And if you ever have any questions, all of the CIP capital improvements projects staff is always here and happy to answer any questions you might have.
Well, you heard her mention quite a few projects that I think folks are going to be interested in the coming months. So again, their website to check out what they'll be working on throughout the community is owassa.org. And Allison Spinelli, thanks so much for joining us today on Wonderful Water.
Thank you so much, Brighton.
And as always, the segment brought to us in partnership with Owassa.